Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Every game can be heard here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's 1 p.m., which means we open up the phone lines here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So I don't want to take this time to talk about former Washington Commanders kicker having a huge day in Week 12, that being Zane Gonzalez, that went and connected from deep and deeper and deeper to help his team get a win over the weekend. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to talk about how the Rams found a steal in the Commanders' ex-first-round pick and Forbes. He's still a bust in my mind. He made a few plays for the Rams. In a blowout win in which every single time he made a play, Baker Mayfield was trying to squeeze it into a hole that was just too small. I'd like to see Forbes do that in back-to-back games. I doubt that happens. I still think he's a bust, and we were right to move on from him. And I don't want to talk about how a Commanders' trusted veteran and Daron Payne is kind of drifting towards a farewell in Washington. I want to talk about our quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and where we're at with him. He didn't need surgery. He didn't land on IR. The Commanders said we are going to reevaluate Jaden after the bye. Last time I checked, today is after the bye. And Dan Quinn will speak to the media today at 3:30. And we're asking, what do you think Jaden Daniels... What do you think Dan Quinn will say about Jaden Daniels today when he speaks to the media? I am hoping that he will say that there is a plan in place for Jaden to return to practice this week and to return in full. And let's face it, whether he plays again this season or not, he needs to practice again. And to be honest, part of the reason for the failures this season is because of the amount of practice he missed and the amount of practice or training camp others missed. Practice matters in the NFL. And we can't overlook the fact that Jaden Daniels' best performance last year, I thought, was the five will give you 10, right? The five touchdown passes he had for the 10th win of the season when they came from behind to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And wouldn't Jaden Daniels tell everyone after that win that the game-winning throw to Jamison Crowder worked? Because they worked on it in practice. Practice matters. And because of the injuries, he has missed too much time of practice this year. And when they went on a three-game losing streak last year, what was the reason? Jaden Daniels missed too much time of practice. The practice makes perfect. You have to get the rhythm and the timing down perfect to be successful in the NFL. And from what I've seen from Jaden Daniels and the Commanders this year on offense is, Simply, the timing has not been perfect. It's been off slightly. Either because Jaden isn't comfortable with his progressions, or Jaden isn't comfortable with his offensive line protecting him, or he's having to move too quick because the offensive line didn't protect him, or he's not on the same page with his receivers because it's not the same guys from last year, or it's not, they're not good enough at creating separation. What I'm seeing from an offense this year with Jaden Daniels at the helm is just timing is off. It's off on everything. And so that's why he needs to return to practice to get his timing back with his receivers, with his running backs, with his offensive line, with how Cliff Kingsbury wants this offense to be ran. And it was not a fluky offense last year at all. Like, I thought the RG3 Shanahan offense was kind of fluky with all the read option plays. But I will say this. Last year, we noticed the same thing as that we're noticing this year with Cliff Kingsbury. When the offense does not get the first down, they struggle because they can't get into their hurry up. They need to. How do they do that? They have to get that first down. And so the first drive of the game and the first offensive series has been so crucial, and it just, we haven't hit on it this season. And so I kind of think it's like snowballed into other things where we're just not playing complementary football because the offense has gotten the ball first and done nothing, and the defense has then given up a long drive down the field. And it's happened over and over and over again. And if that's not the case, then we have a special teams mistake, right? But what I want to see here to close out this season with 6 games left and 4 of them being divisional games is the offense to get off to a good start in a game and to take a lead and to give the defense a lead to play with. And then I think we can see the defense flying off the ball and getting all around the field and actually making sure tackles and getting stops on third down. I think playing with a lead is so crucial. And we saw that for the first time in a long time in the Dolphins game, right? Mariota led us. We took a lead. The defense got the stops that we needed them to. And we really should have won that game when the offense moved the ball into field goal range and gave Matt Gay an opportunity to win it. We should have won that game. But we didn't. And it's kind of been this whole season wrapped into one game where everything goes right and then one bad play, we lose momentum, we end up losing the game. Right? I mean, even after Matt Gay missed it, we still should have won that game in overtime. But Marcus Mariota forced it, thrown behind a receiver, and it got picked off, and that was all she wrote right there. But what I want to see from Washington's offense this year is getting off to a good start to close out this season. Because that is something that they can control. All week long, you game plan, you script 15 plays. You script the first series. What are we doing wrong in our scripted plays that it's not working? And I think Cliff Kingsbury needs to identify that. What I've seen is too many times we're running the ball for 1 yard or no gain. And so maybe, at least in the first drive of the game, we've got to be pass happy. We've got to come out. And I think that's what Jacksonville has been doing this year successfully, is throwing the ball more on first down to give yourself these 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4, 2nd and short situations where then you can run the ball again or you can throw it. And I think you kind of have to be playing mind games with the defense here, because if what you're doing is running the ball on first down every single drive and it's not working, it becomes predictable. And I think we've become a predictable offense this year, especially on 3rd and short situations. Everybody knows it's coming. We're not getting a good enough push from our offensive line. And these so many times simple run plays last year that got 3 or 4 yards are getting pushed backwards and becoming -1 and -2 yards this year. And so I think Cliff needs to respond to that and say, hey, we're just going to get pass happy. We're going to do an extension of the run game in terms of these quick passes. Whoever it is, Marcus or Jaden, we're going to get the ball out of their hands quicker so we can get our momentum back and our rhythm back on the offensive side of the ball. Even if the defense is stinking for the final 6 games of the season, I want to see the offense get back to scoring more than 24 points per game, right? Because the defense is the defense from last year, and it's a lot of the same guys. But the offense is scoring more than a touchdown less per game. And that is something that I think we can control. I really do. Whether it's Jaden or Marcus Mariota, I think both have the abilities to score 24 points per game. I'm not asking for 30. I want at least 24 points offensively in every game for the rest of this season. I want to get some momentum on offense, give Jalen Lane some opportunities, maybe Jacoby Jones, some of these younger guys, get Ben Sennett involved heavily as a tight end. We got to play our youth here, especially on the offensive side of the ball, but try to create some momentum, because as of right now, not many free agents outside of maybe like a future free agent and Brandon Ayuk that's going to want to play here in Washington. We have lost our destination image. That has got to improve over the final 6 weeks of the season here, and that's by showing some fight and by proving that Dan Quinn has changed the culture here in Washington. All eyes will be on Washington when they host the Denver Broncos, and this is a chance to make a statement. Yes, it's not an NFC opponent, but it's one of the top teams in the AFC coming to your building. One of the teams that will be in the postseason, as you'll be missing out. But you could make a statement with a win over the Broncos. And you could make a statement on offense because they are one of the top defenses if you can move the ball up and down the field. Dan Quinn is set to speak with the media today at 3:30. I'm sure you'll hear it or get the breakdown from Grant and Danny. And we'll be live tomorrow giving you our response to what Dan Quinn said and the plan for Jaden Daniels moving forward for the rest of this season tomorrow on AWOD Radio. If you want to chime in, it's 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We got a lot still to talk about in terms of the National Football League and the playoff picture. There's a Monday night football game to preview, and then we'll move over to the college ranks. JMU got a much-needed victory. UVA is preparing for the Commonwealth Cup. They will host the Hokies. Hokie Steve will join us live from Capitol Ale House at 2 p.m., and we'll talk about the college football playoffs on University Drive. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Caps, the Wiz, the Commanders, VCU basketball, the Flying Squirrels, and of course the Hokies and the Hoos in the college ranks. San Diego 804 high school football broadcast game of the week can be heard right here on 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, I'm AWOD, and we are live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck as Jay Money runs the ones and twos. And on Saturday night at the Siegel Center, VCU got the win at the Stew, but we almost didn't get the game on the air here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So just to paint a picture for everybody, I am at the Siegel Center for every home game. I am doing my pregame show live from the Commonwealth Room, and I'm in the Commonwealth Room doing my prep when Rob Hoffman comes on my headset and says, AWOD, Jeremy's been in an accident. We're not sure if he's going to make it here. So, Jeremy, you come on the mic here. I'm glad you're doing all right. What happened? Tell us the behind the scenes of your trip to the studio on Saturday.
It was a big one. I had to leave a little Friendsgiving ceremony, you know, get out of there early, get over here to get the VCU game on for the people who needed to hear a big victory at the Siegel Center on Saturday. But it just didn't quite go the way that we planned. We were getting off the exit over actually past an exit 78 over by where the Squirrels play. And you know what? Hand up, egg on my face. It was a little bit my fault here. It might be a more interesting story if it wasn't, but definitely was a little bit my fault. I looked out my left window and I saw a nice crescent moon right over the old site of the Diamond where CarMax Park is about to be built, and I was like, wow, what a nice moon out tonight. I turned my attention back to the road. Red lights are on. We're able to slam brakes in time where, you know, no one gets hurt, no damage to either of the car. But it was definitely not my best moment on Saturday night.
So you're getting off the exit and basically everyone in front of you had just been on their brakes and you missed it?
Oh yeah, just for a little bit, just for a hot second, but that's all it takes. Oof. When you're on the highway there.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, it's one of the scariest things ever when you look up, and I mean, you should be looking up at all times, 100%, but when you look up or you were distracted for a second, and then all you see is the red lights, that happened to me and Michael on the way to the NC State game. Now, luckily enough, Michael's pretty quick on his feet and slammed on his brakes, and we avoided it, but I guess you were not as quick to slam on your brakes, Jeremy.
Not quite. I like to think I've got a good reaction time, but they beat me on this one.
Oof. So did police arrive on the scene? What happened there?
Oh yeah, police arrived. They told me usually they wouldn't write anything up because the damage was so minor, which we love to hear, but the other person claimed that their head hurt, so they had to write some up.
Oh,
so
no.
We're working through that. We're hoping we don't get any kind of money scam come out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But we are glad. But you are doing okay.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm ready to roll. We had a good broadcast of the game. Everyone got to hear a big victory, so we're all set.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of wild. Like you powered through that, right? Because I'll be honest with you, if I got into an accident on the way to work, I'm probably going home and just calling it a day. But you powered through.
I had to do it. You gotta give the people what they want. You know, it was a first experience. Can't say I'm glad that it happened, but now I know. Yeah. Gotta pay a little bit more attention. Gotta be ready for anything on the roads.
Yeah. So was that your first ever accident?
Yeah, that was the first one. I'm glad it was so minor, but I can't say I ever really want to do that again. Don't recommend it. If you haven't done it, don't go seek it out.
No. Yeah. That was. You never want your first accident. Like that's one of those where you always want to avoid it. I you know, it's always difficult when you get off the exit because there's so much going on. When I was driving this weekend, and my girlfriend freaked out because I got off the exit and she didn't think I was yielding enough, and so this person like came up to my right at me and started honking at me. But I was like, dude, you're going 50 miles an hour. I'm yielding to you. You're the one that needs to watch out to me. I was going like 5 miles an hour. I'm getting off the highway here. But it's always scary when you're trying to merge. And, you know, that exit 78, it gets everybody because you kind of have to get over three lanes to get off the exit right at the diamond there.
Right. It's a quick one. It's a quick one. You got to be ready for it.
It is. It is. And it's not too far from our offices either in Richmond. All right. So Jeremy is safe, though, and he will be running the ones and twos all week here on AWOD Radio. But you see, that was after you had your Friendsgiving, huh?
Oh, yeah. Coming right from it. Had met up with some friends. Had met up some friends over on Broad Street over there. They've got a little place. And then on the way over to the studio, I got my dinner in, so I was full. Maybe that was the little extra protection I needed.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're doing all right and that you were able to power through. The Rams got the win. It was a good victory, a blowout win, and our next opponent will be Wednesday at 2:30 against South Florida, who also beat Coppin State 100-50. So I think the Rams won by like 42. South Florida beat them by 50. So you know it's going to be a battle on Wednesday from the Bahamas between VCU and South Florida. After the Rams win, me and some friends went to have a victory beer at Gus's off of Broad Street there. And it was like the funniest thing. This woman came up to us, and she was a Caps fan. And I guess she was watching with somebody who was a Lightning fan. And they were just... It was so fun. I mean, it's just so funny when you walk into a bar and people are drunk, but she was screaming, "Caps, Caps, 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 go, Caps, go." And we were like, we were laughing, but then we didn't realize the Caps had just lost 5-3. So the guy was like coming over to our table, you know, talking smack. But, you know, it's always fun when you run into sports fans. And so, yep. So I'm glad that you're doing all right. I had a pretty good sports weekend, and it's always fun when the Commanders don't play on Sunday. And so you get to watch Red Zone all day long. And I will say, I think that was a good Red Zone day. I had complained about Red Zone a few times this season. This was a good Red Zone day where there was a lot going on. It felt like they weren't just keeping us on the Jags game, you know, all day. That's when I get crazy mad at Red Zone, when it feels like, all right, I've seen way too much of this Jacksonville-Cleveland game. Give me one that I actually care about. They were on it with the Chiefs-Colts game. I mean, that was just an incredible ending to that one there. Chiefs made the game-winning plays in regulation and then again in overtime. And the reason I picked the Chiefs to win that game, Jeremy, was because of the defense. And the defense deserves all of the credit. I mean, the defense got the big fourth down stop. The defense got the big three and out when they needed him to in overtime. I mean, that defense, Spagnuolo blitzes. He just knows what he's doing. He is just an incredible defensive mind in the NFL. Chris Jones feels like anytime they need a big play, he's there for them in the middle. So their defense stepped up when they needed him most, and then Mahomes made just enough plays offensively for them to come from behind and get the win. But it really doesn't set themselves up much better than they were the week before, because everybody that was ahead of them also won. So the Chiefs have to stay hot, and they're going to have to go on a win streak here at the end of the season to be a playoff team, which is crazy to say about the team that has been your AFC champions pretty much the last 5 years. But there's a new life in that division, and Denver's on top. LA's right behind them, and Kansas City chasing them. Now, the good thing for the Chiefs is they still have the Chargers on their schedule, and they still have the Broncos on their schedule, and they close the year with Titans, Broncos, Raiders. So I could see them going on a win streak here, and it's going to start on this game against Dallas that will be played on Thanksgiving. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. David Harrison covers the Commanders, and he will join us next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on a Monday, November 21st, just after 1:30 here on The Fan, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. It is Burger Night, Boyga Night, back like it never left, back and better than before. 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. The circus continues. The Commanders season begins once again following the bye week, as Dan Quinn will speak to the media a little bit after the show today. We're all wondering what he will say about Jaden Daniels. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk a little Commanders, the host of Locked On Commanders and a digital beat writer with WUSA9, it's David Harrison. What's up, David?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you know, we've been talking today about what we want to see after the bye week to close out the season. I think the biggest thing is I want to see this damn losing streak end.
Yeah, I mean, that would be that. It's kind of like that's the first step, right? But like to get to there, there's a lot of little steps in between that have to be taken. And I think that, you know, at least in theory, it's hard to really know how confident to be in it because it's only a 1 week sample size. But you know, the last time we saw them playing against the Dolphins, at least the defense looked more, you know, discipline and sync. Guys were, you know, in position and, let's say, out of position less often than they were prior to. So if that trend continues, then, you know, you have the opportunity to at least be competitive against some of these teams that are looking at playoff spots.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like much different from the 20 to the 20. Then it was a whole new defense inside the red zone, and that was great to see right there. What do you think Dan Quinn's thoughts were on his defensive performance. I mean, obviously the red zone stops were good, but they still gave up way too many yards.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be at least a little bit encouraged, right? I mean, the red zone is, you know, on a down-to-down basis, the trenches are where the plays are won and lost, but in the game, the red zone is where the games are won and lost. Right now, a lot of touchdowns are scored outside the 20. So if you can clamp down inside the 20, force them into some fourth down tries or force them into some field goals, then certainly you're going to have the opportunity to win. So I think encouraged is probably going to be a theme when we hear from Dan later today, just as far as what they were able to achieve. And then, you know, like I said, you know, we'll see how much work they did during the bye. You know, I mean, coaches like to get away a little bit as well as the players, obviously, and you need that break to kind of reset. But at the same time, you want to try to build on some of that, you know, little bit of it's very silver lining-ish, right? And I know, you know, no moral victories and all that kind of stuff. But in a season like this, it's really kind of all you have right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's gone south. It really has. We are 3-8 on the season, and I mean, it's just, you're not going to be talking about playoffs this season. You're probably not going to be talking about a win streak anymore. I mean, you're focusing on next season right now. And so I wonder, how important is it for Washington to maybe change the national image of their team towards the end of this season here?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Washington themselves, like inside the building, I don't know that they're really all that worried about the national, you know, image of them. I think, you know, at the end of the day, every player and coach understands, you know, the media, whether it's national or local, we're going to write what you do. We're going to talk about what you do. So you control the narrative. We don't control the narrative, right? Like if this team is 8-3 instead of 3-8, the narrative is a lot different. It's not because we want it to be. It's because it's obviously a much better team, right? So that's really how you control the media, is just go out there, do your job, and focus less on what they're saying in the moment and focus more on what you do to impact the outcome, because that's going to ultimately dictate what we say in the media.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from here. I'm wondering, do pending free agent wide receivers, pending free agent tight ends, you know, pending free agents still look at Washington as a team on the rise for that reason there? I think it would be nice to, you know, win maybe two of the four divisional games at the end of the season.
No, absolutely. I mean, you'd love to at least split with every single one of your divisional teams. I mean, you know, you can sweep the Giants. You know, I mean, if you can sweep the Eagles, that would obviously be a big boost to the public image and all those things. But get a win against the Cowboys, and, you know, if you can win one of these two games at least here, you know, before you get into that stretch, then even better. You know, I know that, you know, a lot of fans, you know, want to focus on getting the best draft pick possible and all that stuff. But, you know, the team really is, they're focused on winning, and that's what they want to do. And they know that they know that they're better than the product they put on the field. So it kind of makes our job a little bit tricky, because you got to kind of have one foot in each pot, right? Because the team wants to win, the fans want the draft pick, so you kind of have to kind of balance your coverage. But I think it's important to be clear that nobody inside the building, you know, again, at least as far as, you know, last time we saw them, which was in Spain, nobody inside the building is phoning it in on the rest of this year.
I think they need improved production from running back and tight end next season. Is that guy on the roster currently?
I mean, I think that, you know, you're finally seeing Chris Rodriguez get the opportunity to kind of, I guess, lead the charge would be a way to put it, right? I don't think there's any, like, bell cow, or I don't even know if you want to put, like, the primary back label on any one guy, you know. But I think that, you know, it's good to see Chris is finally kind of getting those opportunities and continuing to prove that he has the ability to impact an offense positively when he's out there on the field. You know, the I don't want to say complication there, but, you know, the bottom line is he is a free agent at the end of this season, and we never know how, you know, agents are going to influence things and what guys want and all that kind of stuff versus what the team is willing to give. So, like, will he be back next year, really? I mean, the only guy you're guaranteed is going to be back next year is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, and he's shown a lot of potential, right? But he's the seventh-round rookie. He's a back who's got a lot of room to grow. So, like, it's going to be really interesting to see how this running back room takes shape in the offseason and towards 2026, because there's a world, I think, where it's basically the same, like Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, and maybe another rookie in the mix or something like that. But there's also a world where it's incredibly different, and Bill is the only one that's coming back, and you know, there's a free agent and maybe even a third-round draft pick in the mix. So it's going to be really interesting to watch. And then, yeah, tight end, you know, I actually just did an episode about this kind of a topic on Locked On Commanders today, and it's interesting because – John Bates, really solid number two, but that's like he's a really solid number two. You know what I mean? Ben Sinnott hasn't really taken the reins anything to kind of show that he's ready, certainly, to be a number one tight end or that he's ever going to be a number one tight end. So right now, you look at the team, you're like, well, Zach Ertz doesn't want to retire. Bringing him back really is the best avenue forward. Now, there's some guys in free agency next year, potentially Chig Okonkwo from the Tennessee Titans, for example. But again, if he loves Cam Ward, wants to go back to Tennessee, there's no guarantee that you're going to lure him away either. So do you let, you know, Zach kind of hang on the line, you know, in hopes that you get somebody better, or do you re-sign him and then kind of go from there? So it's the reason Adam Peters and his staff get paid all the money they do, because, you know, I think when you hear, if you hear me say on my show they need to re-sign Zach Ertz, you're going to kind of flinch a little bit. But I think right now, you, if you operate based off what you know, Zach Ertz really is the best option you have to get production out of the tight end group.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Dan Quinn will speak to the media later today, and of course he'll be asked about Jaden Daniels. Where do you think we're trending with the other injured guys? You know, Trey Amos, Will Harris, you know, even Treylon Burks, Terry McLaurin, Ben Sinnott, Noah Brown.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to see Noah Brown again this year, to be quite honest with you. Treylon Burks, I think you can probably have some hope that he'll be back this week. I think Will Harris has a good shot of being back this week against the Broncos. Drake Jackson, the edge rusher, I think we might see his debut this week against the Broncos as well. And, you know, Terry, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Terry, I'm not really going to ever have a prediction on, just because that injury has been so weird, and then the way it was aggravated, and, like, you know, the fact that it's a quad issue. Like, those things are so finicky by themselves. I don't know that I'm ever going to really truly have a prediction on it. Jaden, I think there's definitely a chance he can come back this week. You know, the team has given away some Thanksgiving items at the stadium this week, and he's going to be a part of that effort. And, you know, I don't think that they're going to have him walking around, you know, interacting with too many people if he's not going to be at least potentially available to be, you know, available for the team, because obviously everybody's going to want to go out there and ask him if he's playing and these types of things. That's very anecdotal, you know, to be clear. But I think that there's at least an outside shot, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'd wager on it if that's the thing, but I think there's at least an outside shot there. But, yeah, Will Harris, Drake Jackson, I think are probably the two, you know, best bets to come back from injury. Treylon Burks, I think, certainly is probably a third in that list.
Can you give us more details on why you think we might not see Noah Brown? And, you know, does that lead to that being a blemish on Adam Peters' resume for the way he handled the wide receiver room this offseason if Noah Brown only ends up playing, what, two games?
Yeah, I mean, there's just his injury history is just so extensive, and just everything he's been going through over the last 12 months, and then just kind of watch him a little bit in Spain. I mean, he was working out with the trainers and things, but just it just didn't seem like there was a whole lot of deliberate intention on, like, we're doing things to bring you back in the short term, if that makes sense. And again, that's just kind of me reading what I'm seeing, so it's all very subjective. But it just kind of is the vibe that I kind of have about the situation. And I think that when you look back, you know, hindsight is dangerous. I kind of make the joke that we always operate off of 2020 hindsight, so we can nitpick everything. But I do remember even going back into the offseason before Noah was injured in the mandatory minicamp and before all this other stuff with Terry happened, like, I was a little bit concerned with what they had done at the receiver group. I really had hopes that maybe Diami would come back again. You know, I don't expect Adam Peters to match a $10 million payday that Jacksonville gave Diami, so I don't fault him for that. Alamide Zaccheaus wanted an opportunity to be higher up on the pecking order, so he left Washington for good reason. Jamison Crowder, you know, I mean, he had his moments, obviously. He was a big third down weapon last year, so even maybe bring him back. But it just felt like, whether it be through, like, the mid to bottom level of free agency, or it be, you know, in the NFL draft, like a trade back to get more picks and then grab another guy like Jalen Lane you love. But, you know, there's a guy out there, and again, some of this is hindsight, right? But, like, Chim Dike out of Florida is out in Tennessee making some good plays. He's someone that I had on my own little personal Commanders wide receiver list that was on my list as a wide receiver fit for the Commanders a little bit higher. He went up, I think about a dozen picks before Jalen Lane. So, like, maybe be a little bit more deliberate in moving up to go get a guy that not only is going to, because Chim was a guy that you could kind of say, okay, maybe he does have the ability to impact our offense as well as special teams, whereas Jalen, nobody really thought, like, we're going to need to lean on him on it. From an offensive perspective, it's going to be more of a special teams thing. And then, of course, because of the injuries, you end up needing to lean on him heavier than you had to, or you projected to. So that was something that even in the offseason, I was kind of like, I thought maybe they should have been more aggressive towards the top four guys on their depth chart and not necessarily count on Luke McCaffrey to take that step. You know, if you go get a wide receiver four and Luke just beats him, that's fantastic. But don't bank on Luke to be that number four guy. And I think that, you know, that's something that even though we use hindsight going back into the past, I know that that's an issue that I had with the roster construction. But I think you're always going to have something you can pick at. And unfortunately this year, the item that we picked at came true.
Yeah, I'll just tell you this, David. You know, I was hanging out with some friends over the weekend that were not Commanders fans, and wide receiver in Washington has kind of become a national joke with Robbie Anderson and Chris Moore, right? Like, this is the rookie of the year, and that's who he was throwing the ball to. And I get it. You know, Debo's been banged up, and of course McLaurin and Noah Brown and Luke McCaffrey went to IR, but it's like our wide receivers have become a national joke. It's just kind of embarrassing, man.
Yeah, so that's why you kind of see, like, obviously Brandon Ayuk, you know what I mean? If he does come available in the offseason, obviously his and Jaden's relationship, Adam Peters knows him. I think that's a great advantage for this team, because if you're a GM that doesn't know Brandon Ayuk from anybody else, and all you see is the headlines and all you see is the stories and all you hear are the rumors, you know, you're going to ask your buddy across the hall and all that stuff, certainly, but you don't have that hands-on experience. Adam Peters knows who Brandon Ayuk is. Jaden Daniels knows who Brandon Ayuk is, you know, beyond the headlines, beyond the stories. And so they're going to know, you know, is this a guy that's worth bringing in here? Is this someone that we really want to pursue? And you're going to be able to get him, you know, relative to his potential. You're going to, you know, you expect, I should say, you'll be able to get him cheaper, certainly not on the deal that the 49ers had him on previous to this. So there's obviously that. And, you know, if you look at a 2026 wide receiver room of Terry, Brandon Ayuk, and if they can bring Debo back, and then you have Jalen Lane as a sophomore, Luke McCaffrey, you know, recovered from his injury, and maybe, you know, another fifth round receiver to bring into the mix as well. That looks a little bit better. You know, Brandon will be over, you know, about 18 months away from his torn ACL by the time he steps on the field for the Commanders, but at the same time, he'll also be 18 months removed from the last time he took meaningful snaps. So there's a little bit of a positive, but also a little bit of a drawback there as well. But yeah, I think that, you know, ultimately everybody wants to see the group go out there and get another receiver, improve the receiver room. But at the same time, you also have a middle-of-the-road offensive line from a pass-blocking efficiency standpoint that you potentially need to upgrade. You don't really have a pass rush. You're banking on two injured guys, Dietrich Wise Jr., Dorrance Armstrong, coming back from injury and being as effective as they were when they left. That's kind of hard to stomach. The interior defensive line lacks depth, so you could go there. Linebacker is old, if not retiring, Bobby Wagner. You need some proven depth there. The secondary, like, so there's just a lot of areas on this roster. And the weird thing is, Adam, is like, you can really point to less than, you know, six or seven plays across the span of the season, and this team is one game away from 500. So as many holes as we can sit here and say they have to fill, they also have a lot of potential already. So it's going to be an interesting offseason for sure, one that really nobody's going to agree on the path to take, which, you know, from our perspective of media, having talked about this all year long, it actually helps us. But I think fans are going to need to kind of just buckle their seatbelt to understand, like, one media member is going to say go this path, another one's going to say go this path, and neither of them necessarily wrong, they just see it differently.
Yeah, it's just, it kind of feels like we have so many holes now that we might have more positions to fill than the end of the Ron Rivera era, which is just insane to think about. Now, obviously, franchise quarterback is not one of them anymore, but it just feels like maybe the roster development, the building blocks that we thought were going to be building blocks, haven't turned out to be that way. We've gone way past our time here, but I'm just so interested to hear your thoughts on this. Debo Samuel, chances he's a Commander next season?
I think there's a pretty good chance. I think that Debo's been a really good fit for the locker room.
Okay.
I think him and Jaden have a good, like, individual relationship, you know, and I think that he obviously fits, right? Like, what the offense looks like from a schematic standpoint moving into next season, I think, is a big deal too. But then there's also the money. You know, there's a lot of dead cap attached to the rework that they did when they brought him in. And, you know, he's not going to want to, you know, just take that minimum. And I think he's certainly proven, you know, while he's not a number one receiver, he's a very valuable number two. And there are going to be a lot of teams this offseason that I think that'll be looking to call Debo if he's available.
Yeah. I mean, is there a number that you'd be comfortable with Washington spending on Debo?
I haven't actually gotten that far, and I don't want to just, like, throw a number out there off the top of my head. I haven't actually gotten that far into studying whether that would be there. But you know, I think that I don't take Debo to be, like, the overly greedy type. I think he just wants to be secure feel wanted in his situation, but also be able to contribute. And I think Washington obviously is a location that could do that. But you know, if you were to tell me Buffalo, even Kansas City, came calling and could try to offer him some of the same stuff, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, is that he plays well at the end of the season and gets a bigger bag than Washington can afford. David, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison. Follow him on Twitter at dharrison82. Locked On Commanders, host of Locked On Commanders. Check it out from the Locked On Network. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Time to check in with Michael Phillips right here. We call this segment Crosstalk on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael and I got after it this weekend. Had some fun on some Friday night. Huh?
Now, here's what happened. We were playing beer pong, and I was carrying the team early, I'm not going to lie. And I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? But then I went ice cold. Adam had to drag my limpless carcass into overtime. I was unable to convert there. So I'll take the L on that one, as I will on the Chiefs bet as well.
Well, we have to give a special shout-out and thank you to our friends at River City Roll, who provided the food for my housewarming party on Friday. Had a lot of my friends in attendance. Thanks a lot to Michael Phillips for stopping by and playing some beer pong with me. Also, he got after the food from River City Roll.
Yeah,
but good time, right? Good time.
Great time. You had the nugs. You had the pizza, which was banging. You got a great spot, good big backyard, got a couple big dogs. I like everything about it.
Well, I appreciate you coming. That meant a lot to me. And it was a interesting weekend in the sports world because no Commanders on TV, which means I really got to lock in on everybody else in the NFL and college football as well. And I think we turn to the college ranks here because we've got a big game, a massive game between Virginia and Virginia Tech this weekend.
I couldn't be more excited about this one, Adam. Right? You got rivalry game that's been lopsided for so long. The other team's finally good, not just good, really good. Like make the college football playoff potentially good. Rivals, the only team standing in their way. You got all the ingredients of a great game here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I would love for UVA to win and to get into the college football playoffs, but I would also like for the Hokies to show some fight, because you know there's going to be a lot of high schoolers and a lot of college players that enter the portal that pay attention to how the Hokies end their season.
Oh, no question about it, Adam. And James Franklin is not just recruiting those high schoolers; he's recruiting the current team as well. Deion said, I got my own bags and they're Gucci. Right? James Franklin can afford some nice luggage here as he arrives. So if you're on that team, you know coach is watching, you get two games to really impress him here. That Miami game where not a lot of guys stood out. This may be your last chance if you want to be on this roster and considered for a starting spot next year. You got to show up and show out.
Absolutely. So the early spread is in favor of UVA minus 10.5. It will be prime time on ESPN for some Saturday night football from Scott Stadium, 7 p.m. ESPN, Virginia Tech at Virginia. Should be a great battle and a win, and they are in to the ACC championship game for Virginia. Is there a lose in their end scenario? I have not figured that out with three teams currently at 6-1.
I don't believe so, because Georgia Tech is in the barn with two losses and has the tiebreaker on them. So I believe if they lose, they are eliminated at that moment. Question for you, Adam. Should the UVA students storm the field if they win?
Yeah.
Throw out the 10.5 points. Have some fun. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome to see them storm the field in the win against Florida State, and then I got out of there with the quickness as they tried to carry the field goal out with them. So that's going to be on our viewing list here for Saturday. Let's get to VCU basketball, who heads to the Bahamas. They will play Wednesday at 2:30, which means we'll cut off my show early to head to the Good Feet Store tip-off show before VCU against South Florida. And I'm sure you're aware of this, Michael. South Florida put a butt-whoop into Coppin State that was actually bigger than what VCU did on Saturday.
Well, two teams that love to run, right? Look at that NC State game we were at. You know, VCU didn't see their path to victory as changing the pace, changing who they are. They are a team that likes to run. They are a team that likes to fast break, likes to shoot the three in transition. South Florida is all of those things as well. I would not expect them to try to change their style to disrupt South Florida. I think their game plan is going to be to do it better. And I think what we saw against NC State was they can hang with anybody in the country doing that. This South Florida team is not as good as NC State. And I think VCU was giving a lot of the young guys minutes and messing with some lineups there at the end. I think they could have put a bigger hurting on Coppin if they wanted to. But I don't know what the over is, Adam. I just know I'm picking it.
To me, this is the biggest test. You have to win this game. We have been in the MTEs. Yep. We have been to the MTEs and seen this team go 1-2. You have to win the first one and get to the winner's bracket to give yourselves a greater matchup for game two and, of course, game three, you know, avoiding that last place game. But it just feels like everything's on the line on Wednesday. You have to win that one.
Didn't get the Utah State win, didn't get the win down in Raleigh. One more chance against New Mexico, but you're absolutely right. When you win the first game at the MTE, you give yourself two better games in the other two games. Whether you win or lose, that's really good for your computer ranking, for your score. I agree with you. There's not enough margin for error for these guys to play around, lose the first one, go 2-1. That's probably not going to be good enough when we get to March. People aren't going to look on that favorably. It's a very high-pressure game. That said, I think it shapes up the way Phil Martelli Jr. wants it to. I think he's going to be playing well.
Yeah, and I do think that the three games in 3 days benefits a VCU team that can go 10, 11 yeah. guys deep, right? We had 11 players score 6 or more points. First time that had happened in more than 3 years in college basketball. So, you know, I think the deep roster should help the Rams in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Tillery getting some minutes, right? Getting ready. If you need him, he's there for you. That's what this is all about. This is all about finding ways to compete on day three, digging deep, wearing other teams down with your speed, with your press, with your transition play. And then let's make some free throws. Made some free throws the other night, back to 80% from the line. That's exactly where you want them to be.
Yeah, no, I turned around to Zach Joachim during the game and I said, this is the perfect tune-up at the free throw line. They had like 25 attempts in the first half. So they got their attempts at the charity strike. They've got to make sure they continue to knock them down in the Bahamas. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. Can be heard from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.